Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
And welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast.
Whoops.
Oh, I thought that was my phone for
a second.
No,
that would be mine. Whoops. I gotta plug it in.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, continue.
Welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast. Hopefully you guys are all subscribed in. Thank you guys for tuning in. And for the new people that are tuning in, you know what to do. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to your podcast. Like the podcast and share the podcast with other like-minded individuals like ourselves and yourselves. And hopefully they'd be into this type of content.
And hopefully get our t-shirts.
Yes.
No. That's coming.
We need to come. Yeah.
I'm telling you, we need to come up with some t-shirts.
Already came up with like an idea of like the for the man pig.
Yeah, and all for that, sure.
Said. And then
don't take my idea. Copyright.
I have like a artistic type of like a way like the pig would look and all that. Like the pig will have like a goatee and all that.
That's cool. It would look like you.
Mm-hmm. With the exception of the pig face, but yeah. All right, guys. So, lots been going on, this year. And it's not even the beginning of the year. I mean, it's not even the middle of the year yet. Why am I saying the beginning? It's not even the beginning of the year. What? We're still in January? No.
No. No.
So, we recently had like a balloon flyover.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Had people freaking
out.
Oh. Oh, hey.
No.
Hey, heel boy.
Yeah, don't be mean heel to kitty. Boy. Don't be mean to putty tat.
So we had a balloon flyover. And no, we shot it down. Okay.
We didn't do anything.
I mean, it took a while. Like
it sure did.
The balloon was just floating over, and then people rightfully so were freaking out, saying like, "Hey, what the heck is going on?"
For all reals. That. For reals.
So after this balloon got shot down, there were other crafts. Mm. Okay. I'm putting the crafts in quotations. Crafts.
You mean UFOs?
UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
Or UAPs, like they
UFOs.
Like to call.
No.
That were shot down as well. And I believe there was like one in Canada that got shot down. It was like one in Alaska. Something in Hawaii, I believe. There was like other crafts that were... You know, like floating around after this balloon passed over, over the United States.
Was it after or something? They weren't doing some of these before?
It was after. I mean, so there were like supposedly there was like other, balloons that
before. Yeah.
But after this recent balloon, this 2023.
Why? Because it was China's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was trying not to say there. But yes, this Chinese balloon. Flew over the United States, okay? And after the balloon got shot down, caused people to look more into the skies a little bit more, and then have the military's recalibrate. I guess that's what they're going. They said that they recalibrated their radar systems, so they're catching more
because of the Rona. Everybody got lazy, I think.
Everybody's working from home.
Yeah, everybody's working from home and stopped looking, stopped caring.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, now that there was something in the sky that could possibly have had some bad stuff in it, now everybody's like, oh, shit, we should start doing our motherfucking job, I guess, right?
Yeah. Like, quit laying back watching Netflix or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, Gregory.
On their, what? What?
Yeah, no. Stop acting like it.
But, yeah, so apparently, like, the radar systems of our military, we're paying our tax money for. We're, keeping on, like, the
story.
Like, we're supposed to keep this airspace safe, and then, and then they recalibrated these systems.
My God.
In order to catch crafts more like the spy balloon. So these other crafts were caught on radar and were shot down. The materials to this day have not been recovered for all those
crafts.
That's
not true. I thought they did recover some things, but then they called it off eventually.
Oh no, I'm not talking about for the balloon. I'm talking about for the crafts UFOs. The UFOs that were shot down after the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So, the article right here, where they said that one of these balloons belonged to
a school, right?
Not a school. It was like a research.
Oh, okay.
It was like a research thing out of like Illinois. It was like a hobbyist balloon that they were saying.
Okay.
So according to the New York Post, this is the headline. I just like fucking laughed at this headline. UFO shot down by $400,000 U.S. missile.
Jeez.
May have been a $12 hobby balloon.
Wow. Dude, that's freaking nuts. And that's no joke.
So, okay, one of the UFOs shot down last week, and this was back in February, guys.
Not that long ago. You make it seem like it was so far ago.
Back in the 1800s.
Back in, you know, long time ago, February, because we're in March right now, so you're a dork.
It was way back when.
Oh my God.
No. So, one of the UFOs shot down last weekend by the U.S. Air Force with a $400,000 missile.
That's insane.
May have simply been a $12 balloon belonging to an Illinois enthusiast club.
Okay, but let me ask you a question though.
Okay.
After this was you saying this was after the China balloon.
Yes.
Why would you do that? Considering that you know that, I'm sure he or she, whoever this hobbyist is, was like freaking out too. That there's some kind of balloon that's not ours floating around. I'm sure this person was concerned too, but then this person was like, fuck it. Since they let this balloon go, I'm gonna go let a balloon go and see what happens.
Apparently they've been doing this like way before this whole balloon craze.
But why would you do it after the balloon and it caused so much issues with everybody?
So the thing is, with this balloon that was shot down, they were saying that this balloon made its rounds around Earth. I think it was like 7 rotations already. Jeez. Like they just let balloons fly for some odd reason. Like
no,
for,
it's for research. I believe.
For, I mean, for research. Yeah. So.
But now all of a sudden it's a problem because we had one that just could not be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
So this is like allegedly, all right?
No. Okay, so that's like, I'm trying to think of, for example, that's like Mike Tyson biting off, you know, Holyfield's ear, right?
Okay.
And then, you know, somebody else is like, hey, I'm going to fight you the next day. I'm ready to fight you. So chances are he can bite your ear off.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or not. Or you could just beat him. You know, there's high chances.
Okay, I get you. I was, like, wondering where you're going with that analogy.
Just
but
for,
I totally
like, an
get.
Example, you know, like, you're going to test the, you're going to, same thing like getting bit by a dog.
Mm.
You're going to stick your arm in there.
Yeah.
And it's going to bite you one day.
Right.
But the next day you're like, oh, I'm going to go do that again and see if that, what happens. Like, your chances of getting bit again are going to happen.
Yeah.
That's just my for example.
Right, right.
Probably not a good for example, but that's the best one I can come up with this time.
No. Those are some good analogies, and yeah. Probably some that I wouldn't have, like, thought up off the right off the top like you did.
Off my dome.
Off the dome. Off the top of the dome piece.
Yeah.
But there's some really good analogies. But to the hobbyists, for the hobbyists' defense, I mean, they let this balloon, like, long way before the balloon got shot down.
So okay, so
I
my
mean,
question,
so this balloon was up in the air
already,
yes.
Before
this, okay, allegedly that this is their balloon, and then they had already let it go, like, it, they
long
didn't
time ago.
It, yeah, a long time ago.
And now all of a sudden they got, like, shit, this one, look at this one coming through us, and now we're about to blow this motherfucker up. Yeah.
Then they were tracking this, and then for where one of the crafts and one of the UFOs were shot down, they were tracking their balloon, and their balloon was in the same area of where one of the crafts were shot down. I believe it was, like, in Canada, that they last spot, like, had the location of the balloon, where the balloon was located.
And then
the tracking just stopped.
Not to, you know, say anything, you know, just because it was different, it was not our balloon, that nothing would happen, because we tend to kill ourselves anyways. So, you, like, know, it could just be, how do you know this person wasn't a psycho trying to kill people, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And then, yeah.
I mean,
especially
I get it.
Now,
I would start shooting shit down, too. I would take all that shit down. We don't need any of that shit up there.
Nothing in our, yeah.
Take all the seagulls down. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Birds aren't real, guys.
No, they're not. We gotta get that shirt.
So, yeah, definitely. So guess what this hobbyist's club name was?
I spy
with my little eye. No. So, okay, the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade.
What's the short?
The Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade.
There's no, like,
there's no acronym?
Yeah.
So the N-I...
Oh, my God.
The N-I-B-B-B.
Okay, never mind.
The N-I-B-B-B.
I guess there's no acronym.
So the N-I-B-B-B told the Aviation Week on Thursday that it fears one of its diligently tracked gas bags that recently went missing was...
So
the...
they say.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a bomb.
Yeah. They're... Oh, man, I know. Yo, that's crazy, man. So the Pico balloon, a silver-coated, cylindrically shaped balloon, reported its last position at 38,910 feet off the west coast of Alaska on Friday. Okay, so it was Alaska.
I know. You got to think about Canada right now. You're talking about Canada a couple times.
Alaska is near Canada.
Okay.
So by Saturday, based on the balloon's projected path, it would have been over the central part of the Yukon territory around the same time a military Lockheed Martin F-22 shot down an unidentified object of a similar description and altitude in the same area of Canada. There's Canada.
Uh-huh.
The outlet reported. The NIBBB,
mm-hmm.
A group of
NIBBB. Yeah.
There we go. A group of enthusiasts dedicated to creating, releasing, and tracking homemade balloons.
Bombs.
declared its 99 loft balloons.
Oh my God.
Declared its canine jelly divine. No.
Canine jelly? What the fuck kind of bomb?
K9 YO jelly device. No, the K9 YO device missing in action on Saturday.
That's a Luby one.
Yeah.
A Luby balloon.
The K9 YO balloon had circumnavigated the globe 6 times during a 123-day span before its tracking device went dark Friday. Such balloons usually float around until they're brought down by bad weather or damage. The NIAABB's, the balloon was equipped with a small GPS transmitter and an antenna.
And bomb.
Allowing the group to track it with a ham radio. What the fuck?
Did you say ham?
It's ham.
Really? Does it really say ham?
Yeah, it's a ham radio. Ham.
H-A-M.
H-A-M, ham.
Wow.
Like, you know, like bacon, like a...
I know what the hell ham like, is.
Yo.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Some honey ham, right?
Oh my God, honey baked ham.
Some black forest ham.
Oh my God.
Some smoked ham.
Smoked ham.
Oh, that sounds good right now, huh?
No, you need to not eat anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm done for today. I reached my limit.
Yeah, right.
The Air Force used Sidewinder missiles in its targeted attacks.
Wow. For a lubricated balloon with bomb.
Yeah. Fucking shit, man. And price tag roughly $400,000. That's a lot.
What?
That's a lot of like just like throwing the money out of the windows. Just,
I don't even know what that looks like.
Damn, that's fat.
That probably looks really nice in your wallet, though. I don't even know what the fuck that looks like, but that looks nice.
Oh my God. So, okay, these balloons, all right, the price falls between $12 and $180.
Whoops.
Depending on the type of, but still, that's like a, deficit of $300,000 and something.
Yeah, that just went out the window in like 2 seconds.
To shoot down
KY jelly balloon.
A Party City balloon.
Yeah. Ooh, Lordy.
My gosh, man.
Someone made some weird decisions today.
Man.
But then again, like I said, I understand because now everybody's awake from the Rona.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's, you know, like, oh shit, what's that? It's like a Walmart bag floating around. Shoot it down. Hit that button. Shoot it down.
Yo, that's fucking crazy, man.
That is crazy.
Oh man. All right. So with all this all these UFO craze going on, people, of course, like, you know, ufologists and stuff, got their brains turning all. And then the UFO craze just, like, skyrocketed after these mysterious objects got shot down. And then there's no fucking evidence. Like, they even called off the search for the crafts. One of the crafts over... I don't know if it was Lake Michigan or Lake Superior, somewhere around that, you know, around some lake.
They shot it.
Oh my gosh,
that's
Remy.
Why she's standing up right now.
Oh, the gas.
Did I tell you that
the gas
she was
from the
she
methane?
Was out in the living room, and I was talking to Rosemary, and she was out in the living room, and all you could hear is. Swear to God.
Oh my God, she was like.
I was like looking. I thought it was Rosemary.
It was a machine gun.
It was her. She got a Tommy gun.
Oh my God, the. Yo. Oh man.
We're gonna take a break. I gotta take her outside.
Oh yes, okay. Sorry. Alright, we'll be right back, guys.
We need a break. Break. We have a piece of
Alright, and we're back to this UFO discussion. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So many fucking things. Yeah. So amidst the UFO craze, okay. Now, you know Kim Kardashian, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Who is she?
Yeah. Don't know who she
is. Who is Kim K?
Don't know. Don't care. Yeah.
Anyway, So she started like a new fashion thing amidst all the the alien UFO craze. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna show you a picture of her artistic ideas.
Her ideas, or do you think somebody threw them at her and she was like, "Yeah, you can put my name on it"?
That could be possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian fans suggest she's behind UFO sightings. Oh, sorry. The page is acting up.
Thank you.
All right. I got it now.
Me too.
Kim Kardashian fans suggest she's behind UFO sightings after alien-themed Skims ads. She knows. She knows something.
Oh my god!
I think these ads will play. Actually, hold up.
Really?
Hold on. Let me. Yo, this is crazy, bro. So okay, so this is like extraterrestrial inspired swimwear campaign.
It doesn't look extraterrestrial to me. It looks like they just put some alien heads on some Skims. How's that extraterrestrial?
I don't know. Like, okay. I just saw it like while I'm looking for.
You know, the extraterrestrial is if those Skims like beamed you into a space.
That'd be some.
What looks extraterrestrial about those? That looks pretty fucking normal to me.
Other than the head and the eyes.
But I'm talking about the skim wear.
Oh.
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, the body.
So Does the skim wear look extraterrestrial to you? No. Thank you very much.
I don't even know if aliens would even wear something like that. If there were, you know, like aliens that would be visiting the, you know, our Earth. I think the last thing that they would wear would be a G-string. Like, could you imagine?
No.
Oh, no, I don't even want to imagine that. Mm-mm. Aliens and G-strings.
Apparently, that's what you can imagine. You're a man pig. My God.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. Mm. Oh, man. All right, so... Okay. All right. So, so there is like a UFO that recently got like caught on a military camera. And,
is it a Tic Tac one again?
It's actually cylindrical. Yeah. Yes. So Tic Tac. Yes, a Tic Tac. Oh, yeah. So I don't know what's up with these. Like
they updated them.
This to make it more aerodynamic. So this,
or maybe they're like big fans of Tic Tacs and Skims. So not only do they wear Skims, they eat Tic Tacs.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to get Tic Tacs all the time.
I liked the green ones actually.
I liked the orange ones. Mm. You could pop those bad boys.
The white and the white and the green ones I liked.
No, the orange ones were the bomb, chicka bomb bomb.
There were red ones also. The red ones were a little bit too cinnamon.
Cinnamon, yeah. Do they even have Tic Tacs anymore?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing them the last time at Walmart. Like, they usually have them by the
Honey
checkout
Bunches.
Line. What's up?
When was the last time you went to Walmart?
It was last Friday.
Did you really?
Something like that.
I didn't think so. I don't think you've been to Walmart in a long freaking time because your wife goes to Walmart. All the time.
Oh, jeez. Well,
you know how much I don't want to go to Walmart anymore?
Well, I mean, if I went, I would be grabbing up all those.
I know you would. You'd be spending be more like, money than needs to be spent.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah,
that
this
looks good.
This sounds
that
good.
That looks good.
This sounds good.
I'll take that. That sounds good.
And then $400, $500.
Just on two things.
$500.
On two things that you would have picked up because you don't even care about prices.
Oh,
you just grab whatever.
Whatever my stomach.
Remember, we were looking at brats and you grabbed like the biggest package of brats, and I was just like, "What the fuck? Why'd you get the smaller one that's about 10 times cheaper?" Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Horrible. That's horrible.
All right, but so how did we? Oh yeah, from Tic Tacs to Walmart.
Yeah.
To a big bag package of brats that I almost grabbed.
Mm.
So this U.S. military leaked, okay, this is leaked footage of a cylinder UFO dubbed the Baghdad Phantom. Now,
why is it Baghdad Phantom? Why does it have to be Baghdad? Are they in Baghdad?
So, yes, this is where the UFO image was taken in Afghanistan.
Okay.
So,
did you say Afghanistan?
Afghanistan.
Oh, my God. It's so, Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So, you were insane. Afghanistan.
So this image was taken back in over Baghdad, Iraq. Wait a minute. Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, my God.
Why is it called the bat? Wait a minute.
I can't. I can't even do it.
Sorry. Okay, guys. All right.
Oh, wow.
It's Iraq, not Afghanistan. Oh,
my head
hurts.
It hurts so bad.
And Baghdad.
Hey, can we all just get along in here?
So this was taken by the U.S.
She's eating poo.
I hope not.
She could have just been eating her treat that I gave her too.
Give her a Tic Tac.
I know, right? We don't have any. Because you bought a big package of brats.
And because they're flying around the...
Yeah, they're flying around Baghdad.
In Baghdad, yeah. Afghanistan?
I don't know. Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Oh, my God.
So, one of the podcasts I listened to, Weaponized, featuring Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp.
Shouldn't be listening to other podcasts, first of all. You should only be listening to our podcast.
I do listen to ours.
And then what were you saying?
For this Baghdad Phantom, I mean, like, Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp are actually the ones that released this image onto, you know, onto the world.
Dude!
So this image was taken back in May of 2022.
Okay.
It's a thermal image.
Okay.
Of a seemingly cylindrical looking cylindrical looking craft flying over.
Did you see path?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Wow.
So, all right. I believe. So this the solid black
you don't say, honey,
line thing is the,
would it be the solid one or the invisible streaks that are in the, that thing is flying.
Yeah.
That's a huge Tic Tac.
Yeah.
Do you think it's orange?
Possibly.
I know.
It could either be
orange or white.
No, white, it would be, no, white would show it like...
Oh, that's true, it would show up, right?
So it would have to be a dark color.
Yeah.
So possibly orange, green, or red.
Yeah.
One of those Tic Tacs are flying around.
Yeah, it's true.
So they claim that this, so it was like this object, the slim object has officially been designated as a UAP.
UFO. So my thing is, how do you get anybody in there?
In the cylindrical ass?
Yeah, don't they look really fucking tiny?
I mean, cylindrical crafts? I don't know.
Did you say ass?
Paths, I said again.
Oh, paths.
The cylindrical crafts.
Have you seen a cylindrical path?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm just wondering why you keep saying that.
I don't even know. Like, it's just, I don't know why I replaced craft with path. But... my brain's been fried lately for some reason, but
has something to do with all the food you ate today.
Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a food coma.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck.
For sure.
But so, how would they fit in? Okay, so
yeah, maybe they're laying down.
Yeah, possibly. Like they're always like
in sleep
stuck
mode.
Yep.
Maybe they're sleeping, and somebody accidentally hit the go-go.
The go-go gadget
button. The go-go gadget. And then they just started flying really fast, but they're still sleeping. They don't realize it.
They got in an autopilot like a Tesla.
I'm just saying, like, how does... you can't be sitting up in that, really. No. That thing looks really tiny.
Not unless they're really, really short beings.
Or maybe they have a ham. A ham. What is it?
Oh, my God. A ham radio?
A ham radio that they're controlling it with.
What the fuck?
like you said in the last episode we did.
No. It was this episode.
Was it this episode?
It was this episode, Ham Radio.
Oh, yeah, it was. And the silicone jelly, yeah.
Yeah, the KY, wow. The K9YO jelly.
As you get older, your short-term memory goes. Mm-mm. That shit is out the door.
Oh, man. But, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck was I at? See, my short-term memory is going off.
Yeah, I know.
God. All right.
You're old.
So, okay. However, it is not yet part of the active United States UAP investigations.
UFO.
But the Department of Defense's AARO, All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, is apparently aware of it.
Okay. They're aware of the flying Tic Tacs.
Yep.
But they're not going to call it anything.
So, right now, okay. So, Jeremy Corbell says, right now, our government, they've officially labeled it UAP, but it hasn't gone to the right places.
Because they keep calling it a UAP, it's a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
Get your shit together.
So, this is a very skinny object compared to its length.
Exactly.
If you look in the top left, you will see this is filmed in white hot, which means that the background is hotter than the image.
Which is why it looks all white and stuff, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, why the object looks black. Okay. So, the background's hotter than the image. So, the object isn't letting off that much, like, heat. It's weird with, like, with these, like, crafts that are flying through the sky. They let off little to no heat signature. It's always with these, like, type of, like, you know, with the Gimlet footage, not the Gimlet, I think it was the Gimlet, the Nimitz footage, of the,
well,
the,
maybe, you know,
the Tic Tac flying through the air and then, yeah, like, letting off no type of, like, heat exhaustion, you know, heat exhaust, like, you know, like regular planes would let off. And,
you mean like something coming out of the back that you can see?
Yes.
If you look in that picture, it looks like something's coming out of the back of it.
Sort of. So, I mean,
yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. It looks like heat to me.
Actually, it looks like it's like
gas.
Like it's like the object is like speeding so fast, it's leaving like after images of itself.
Yeah, but if something's going so fast, it would have to kind of give off some kind of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Especially going through the air.
Yeah. And it's weird that this object is, like, not leaving much of a heat pattern.
I mean, according to what these two guys are saying.
Yeah. But anyways, that's another craft that's been mysteriously flying through the sky. All right. I don't know. I guess this will be the last UFO thing, right? I guess, yeah, I'll go over one more UFO thing.
I doubt it'll be the last UFO thing ever.
Nah. It's not going to be the last UFO thing.
I didn't
think
so.
But last one for this episode. Yeah. All right. So, ran into the article. Came out 3 days ago. So, on Military
Times.
You mean
that long ago? Back in the 3 days ago?
Back in the...
Way back when, you know, 3 days ago, yeah.
So, okay, a Pentagon UFO chief says alien mothership is in our solar system possible. Alien mothership in our solar system possible. Okay. So, there is a possibility that extraterrestrial motherships and smaller probes may be visiting planets in our solar system.
Why are they saying it's possible? Didn't someone say it's true? I mean, aren't there records that say we do have aliens visiting us?
They've always said, like, possibility, or they...
Oh, I thought we had for sure records where the government is, yes. No, we don't have records like that yet.
Oh, you're talking about from the UAP were released. Records?
Yeah, UFO records, yeah.
Oh, the
UFO. Yeah.
So they said that they weren't ruling out the possibility.
Oh, the P word.
Yeah.
So, everyone, they like throwing around the P word. Okay. I thought they
pretty much saying like
released that yes, there are UFOs. I thought they officially said that.
I mean, they're pretty much saying like anything's possible. That's
there's
that's
the what, P word again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller probes may be visiting planets in our solar system, the head of the Pentagon's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Research Office noted in a report draft shared Tuesday. An artificial interstellar object could potentially be a parent craft that releases many small probes during its close passage to Earth. An operational construct not too dissimilar from NASA missions, Sean Kirkpatrick, director of the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, wrote in a research report co-authored by Abraham Loeb, chairman of Harvard University's Astronomy Department. Kirkpatrick, who was appointed as director of the AARO when it was founded in July of 2022, previously served as the chief scientist at the Defense Intelligence Agency's Missile and Space Intelligence Center. The AARO was established to investigate unidentified objects of interest around military installations, according to a Pentagon press release. So all these like UFOs are always seemingly around our nuclear bases and all that.
Yeah, I know. They've been saying that forever, ever since, like, World War blah, 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 blah. That, you know.
Oh, yeah, ever since the nuke went off.
You know, even in the Battle of Los Angeles, right?
Yes. I believe that was, like, after the nuke.
Yeah.
The nuke.
Yeah, because they're trying to see how far we go with blowing each other up. Right.
They're trying to, I hope they're trying to ease the, you know, like, trying to make sure that we're not setting off that thing, that the nuke again.
We shouldn't be setting off anything, but
yeah.
That's what apparently we do.
Yeah. So Loeb, on the other hand, gained notoriety when he proposed our solar system had been traversed by its first extrasolar visitor in October 2017. At the time, the Pan-STARRS telescope in Hawaii detected an object moving at a speed that caused some scientists to suggest that it originated outside our solar system. The object's orbit also hinted at other forces besides the sun's gravitational pull and influencing... I almost said UAP. All right, got rid of that UAP.
UFO.
All right. Damn. Okay, so have you heard of the object?
Yes.
Oumuamua.
Tell me you're saying that correctly.
Oumuamua?
Oh my.
Oumuamua. Oumuamua.
I'm no friend. Wow.
Let me search the image of it.
Yeah.
So it basically looks like a giant astral turd floating through space.
Oh, that looks wonderful.
So this is the supposed mothership. All right,
that looks like a huge pile of shit.
Yeah, that was discovered back in 2017.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right, so Oumuamua is the Hawaiian term for scout, which Kirkpatrick and Loeb offer in their research paper as an example of a possible mothership with probe capabilities. With proper design, these tiny probes would reach the Earth or other solar system planets for exploration as the parent craft passes by with a fraction of the Earth-Sun separation, just like Oumuamua did.
Mm-mm.
Astronomers would not be able to notice the spray of mini probes because they do not reflect enough sunlight for existing survey telescopes to notice them. So this Oumuamua is probing our planet and others.
And
is probing Uranus also.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Oh, my God. So, yes, many ships flying through the, you know, this our solar system and all that, and everything outside the solar system. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on. This.
How do we know it's ours?
It's not ours. It came from...
Exactly. You just said our solar system.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Umama object.
No, I'm just saying, how do we know the solar system is ours? How do you know? There was people here. There was something here before us. Dinosaurs. It's a dinosaur solar system.
I mean, yeah, that's a good argument. I mean, one could argue that something came before the dinosaurs also.
True. But
you never know. I mean,
rocks. How? And plants.
Definitely.
Yep.
Like, this all just came about from just out of, like, nothing.
I know.
And, yeah, this solar system, and then there's other things out in this. This is just, like, a big sandbox of creations that, this, like, vast galaxy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying words, and I'm
you are you sure the hell are. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, I'm just talking. Just
yeah. I think you're getting tired. The food coma's kicking in.
Oh yeah, man, those burritos were good, by the way. But yes, many things out in our why am I saying our solar system, out in the universe that we have yet to discover, but we don't have the capabilities yet because
we're not extraterrestrials.
What's that?
Because we're not extraterrestrials.
Not yet. Yeah.
Or we are, but we just don't know.
In a way, I mean, we have reached the moon, but you know,
so
we
they
have...
say. That's a whole different conspiracy theory, right there, buddy.
Oh, well, we definitely have reached the moon by now.
Hmm. So you say.
Hmm. I know, yes, the I forgot which Apollo it was. The first moon landing, the official moon landing.
Was it a moon landing? Or was it a setup?
I know it's like conspiratorial because
it is.
We were in a race with Russia, yeah, and China, mm-hmm, beat Russia to space, to the moon before they did, and then whole other conspiracy there.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, any final thoughts on our UFO discussion today?
Nope. I just wonder why they did the tic-tac shape.
Yeah, I mean...
out of all the shapes you can make, I would have done, like, a diamond shape. Or, like, a triangle. Well, I think they've done triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's multiple...
Oh, yeah, there is a triangle. Like, pyramid.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's multiple aliens that... And they all got their own shapes.
Mm.
You got the pancake shape, and you got the triangle shape.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got the...
saucer shape, yeah.
The turd shape.
And
then you got a tic-tac shape.
Yep.
And I don't know, I think people have seen circular, so you got circular shapes.
Mm-hmm.
What else have people seen?
It's like a cube inside a transparent circle or something.
Yeah, you got cube shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Maybe there's that so many different aliens and they all rock their own shapes.
Yeah. Or it could be this one specific race, you know, like kind of similar
turds.
To the that likes turds. So similar to the human race where they got different designs for every, you know, like for their spaceships. Much like we got different designs for cars and stuff. Like the...
True.
I believe I said it in
so
like
that one's
a,
probably like the tic-tac is probably what? Like a BMW?
It's like a BMW or a Tesla,
yeah,
or something.
And the turd-shaped one is like a what?
It's
a Ford?
It's a hoopty. Because it's got all dents and all that. It's
oh
like
my
a,
God.
It's a hoopty.
Oh my God.
I don't know. All right.
That's funny.
So
they upgrade me every year, they get new.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I'm gonna go for the Tic Tac on our BMW one. Yay. Yeah.
Funny. Yeah.
No, I don't have any nothing else to say about that.
All right. So, what I got to say, I'm definitely going to keep an eye on the skies and then an eye on...
But do you?
Yeah, every night.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm like driving. I'm just looking up and I'm hoping to see something wild every time I'm like peeping.
But when I told you I saw something wild, you didn't give a fuck. I was like, oh, babe, look at this. And you were like, yeah.
Hold on, wait. Yeah. I mean, as you were on, as I had you on the phone, I was looking up too. I'm like, because I did see those like two lights by the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But as I looked into it, they were definitely Venus and Jupiter.
You don't know that definitely.
But there was.
How do you know they just don't want us to believe it's Venus and Jupiter?
Oh, boy.
You can't believe everything that you read. And that's why we're in the situation we're in. That's why, I don't know, that's why there's so many conspiracies theories, is because people tell you one thing and then you believe it, but then you find out later that's not true.
There's satellites, though.
Sure, if you say.
Oh.
But if people didn't have their damn planet app, they would be like, oh my God. Or if we didn't have our phones, Google, you would all think that's a fucking UFO, right?
Yeah, but is it really, though?
I don't know. The search continues.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, definitely we'll keep an eye on this like UFO craze that's going on. See if anything else wild shows up. But yes, like slowly there's going to be some sort of like a disclosure of the government telling us like, hey, there is in fact other life.
They won't.
Because you're afraid that people will freak out.
No, I'm not afraid. I mean, they will.
They will.
If the government was right now, was like, hey, I need everyone to watch this. This is like planet emergency, whatever type shit they do, whatever. And they're like, look, there are aliens. How do you think everyone would act?
Depending on the person. I know, like, a ufologist and, people... chasing.
Sure, it would be like, I told you so type thing, but then you're going to have those people who are going to be scared. How do you know, out of all the alien movies, I don't know many alien movies where the aliens turn out to be good. Most of them are on attack mode, trying to take over the planet, so, there's going to be a lot of fear.
But that's Hollywood, though.
But I'm saying, that's what people watch, that's what people read, so what they believe.
Much like, Jaws and the Great White Shark.
They're scary bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to jump in there and go give one a hug?
No.
Okay, do you know what I'm saying? They weren't lying.
That's a big-ass shark.
Those things, sharks will eat people. Just saying. They weren't lying.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take a limb or two, but...
Okay, call it what you want to do.
I know, yeah. But, yeah, definitely we'll keep an eye on the news outlets and anything that crazy that comes out, and we'll be covering it. Okay, guys, that's the episode. Hopefully you guys like this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Share this episode, share the podcast. Follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to the podcast. And yes, till next time, guys. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Bye.
UFO.
UFO. UAP?
No, UFO. All
right. I guess it's UFO.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, sorry.